Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening. Okay, today we're talking about orgasm challenges and how to get your partner there. So let's move into that.
Why are you women so complicated? Just have the orgasm already.
Dude, I wish it were that easy.
Just do it. Man.
Do you know how hard it is? It's like... like the stars have to align, and then if there's like a dog barking or a car alarm going off, it's like,
it's the worst. You guys are the worst ever.
Maybe you should be gay then.
I would, but the sex hurts too much.
How would you know? You never tried it.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I seriously think that that might not be a bad option for you since you hate women.
I just want to be like Morrissey and be asexual.
What'd you say?
Be asexual.
Like who?
Morrissey.
Oh, okay.
Morrissey's asexual.
Maybe
but I
that.
Like the sex thing, so...
You do?
Yeah.
You so like that, sexting or sex?
No, the whole sex
you do.
Thing. So,
what's your favorite part of sex?
That's out. When they leave.
Dang. Okay. So, bringing a woman to climax. For men, perhaps the most important thing to realize about female climaxes is that with women, it's not a mechanical thing as it generally is with men. Most males will ejaculate quite quickly if they have their penises rubbed. It's technical. Like, not most, like a lot of men. We're going to get into men who can't orgasm in a minute. But basically, here's his penis. Put your mouth on it. Put your hand on it. Put it in your vagina. He's going to have an orgasm. He's going to, boom. Okay? This applies even if circumstances aren't romantic or even if they don't particularly like the person who's doing the rubbing. Like, you could have some random chick rub your penis and you might have an orgasm, right? From that, Menace? Some
yes.
random chick? Like, if I pick some random chick off the street?
Yeah. I won't have an orgasm from a stripper, though, because I'm like, this is stupid.
Why from a stripper? Why not?
Because I go, this is dumb. They're not really into wanting to rub.
But
my
neither
wiener.
Would some stranger be. What I'm saying is,
most likely. But I don't know that with the stranger. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so she might be into it. But the stripper, you know, is just being paid.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So when we do this experiment with you, I'll make sure she's not a stripper.
When we just have somebody rub my wiener.
Yeah, just some random person. Maybe someone here on the Stitcher Studios. We could pick after and just see what happens.
Say hey.
Would you rub Menace's penis? Hello. Okay. Women are not like this. Female orgasm isn't a push-button response. The conditions have to be right. Here's what women need if they're going to reach climax. And it's a long list. So get your pens out, right? They need a romantic atmosphere. This is not always. This is just typical. A pleasant, comfortable surroundings. A partner who they really like. A feeling of being wanted and appreciated. A good flow of natural lubrication so that the delicate female parts don't get sore. A skilled partner who knows how to stimulate the clitoris. Mm-hmm. Sexual intercourse by itself is not likely to produce an orgasm. Only 30% of women have orgasms during actual intercourse.
That sucks.
Dude, tell me about it. This is because intercourse alone is not very good at stimulating the woman's clitoris. That's why the cat position that I talked about is good at stimulating the woman's clitoris. Nearly all females need additional stimulation of the clitoris by fingers or mouth. Some women find it really easy to climax during oral sex, particularly if the guy is patient and sensitive to what his partner wants. And how does he find out what she wants and what turns her on? Well, a wise man will ask her. So ask her what she wants, ask her what turns her on. But she truly is not trying to be difficult by not orgasming. It's like, we want to too, but we just – for women, it's more of a psychological thing. And for men, it is more mechanical. Like, that's the bottom line. That's why there's not female Viagra. That's why they're trying for years and years and years to make a pill that helps women orgasm. And it's not going to work because it's like it's in their brain.
Yeah, there's no person smart enough on this planet to analyze a woman's brain. I'm sorry. It sucks. We might have to go
trying.
Somewhere out in space and find some alien being that can analyze a woman's brain.
Right, exactly.
But until then, we are screwed.
We are. Yeah, you're not screwed or you're not. Yeah, you're not screwed. It's just more difficult. So here's what women can do. Most women find the key to enjoying a climax with a partner is to ensure that they climax on their own. In other words, masturbation is crucial. So to assume that you are going to be really orgasmic with a guy or with a woman or whoever you're with, but you're not able to make yourself orgasm alone is a problem. That's problematic. So if you've never had an orgasm alone without masturbation, just masturbation is like top of your list. Has to be go move to the top of your list. A woman should spend time on her own masturbating, enjoying herself, what makes her feel good. When she's more confident, and that brings confidence in a woman. So if a woman knows her body and she knows what makes her feel good, then when she's with her partner, she can show her partner what makes her feel good, right? So she has to spend that time alone. So Watch carefully, though, too, with men. Like, watch what she's doing. Like, mutual masturbation is, like, my favorite thing because I think that you can masturbate and I can masturbate and you can see what I'm doing and I can see what you're doing. Like, I know with, like, men masturbating, like, I've seen guys masturbate, been with them, and then I know when I'm giving them my stellar hand job or oral sex or whatever, even intercourse, like, you know what their penis needs because you've watched them. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What not to do. Here's what not to do. Plenty of men think that because a previous girlfriend always came in a certain way, this one should follow suit. And I've said this ad nauseum on the show, but it is so true that a lot of men, and this is a bummer, and my heart goes out. My heart goes out to all the men in the world because each woman is different. Every single woman I know, even my friends, we talk about it. Like, I have one orgasm's on top, one on bottom, one needs a vibrator, one has to have the lights off, the lights on. I mean, we are all different. So to think that you're going to learn from your last partner, because think if your last partner needed something, this partner might need something totally different. So I feel bad because, like, in most things in life, practice makes perfect. So let's say you've banged 100 women and you're the 101st woman. You're like, oh, I got this down. You don't got this down because you don't know what makes her feel good because we're all different. We're not all the same in our likes or dislikes, so try to treat your partner as an individual. The worst thing a man can say to a woman is, haven't you come yet? That's the worst thing he can say.
Haven't you come yet?
Didn't you come yet? Did you come? Are you there? Are you almost there? Come for me, baby. I hate when dudes do that. Sorry, I do.
Ooh.
Why? You're like, ew, I do that?
No.
No, but when a guy's like, it's pressure. Like, we're trapped. Believe me, dude. I want to say, you know what I want to say? I want to be like, stop the presses. Pull your penis outside of me. Let's talk for a minute, dude. Don't you think that I want to have an orgasm too? Because I really do, but you saying that and like, did you come yet? Whatever, it's just, you just ruined the whole thing. Like, the clouds just parted and it's raining and snowing and
women
it's bad.
Need to take Adderall.
What'd you say?
Adderall.
What about Adderall?
For her ADD.
Yeah, but what about it?
They need to take it so they don't have so much ADD.
Women need to take
sex.
It?
Yeah. That could help.
Yeah, but that's not what it is. It's not that we're, like, thinking about a million things. It's just
yeah, but you're saying you're describing them getting distracted.
Well, yeah, we do get distracted. But we'll still get – because we need just, like, focus and we need – right. We could take Adderall, but I wouldn't suggest it recreationally. Okay, so it's likely to make her feel extremely inadequate and will ruin any buildup of sexual pleasure and tension that might be taking place. So here's how a man can help a woman. Don't be in a rush. So the dudes were like, I'm getting there, you getting there, like it's going to take longer. And eventually it might take shorter times if you guys figure out what makes each other feel good. But like at the beginning, like it's going to take a little longer. And don't be too demanding. Talk to your partner. Ask what she wants you to do to her. Like I cannot emphasize this enough. I say it all the time that you need to talk to your partner and ask her what she likes. She might say, I don't know. Just like when you ask her what she wants to do tonight, if she want to go to dinner, do you want Italian food? I don't know. Women are not always as forthcoming as talking about their sex life, but they really need to be and need to know that you want to know that you want to know that you care. So, like I've been with guys who are like, what do you want? What makes you feel good? And I appreciate that. We all appreciate that.
How come a woman never asks what a guy wants?
Because we know what you want.
What?
You want us to suck your penis and.
Okay. Got one.
That's about it.
Oh, okay. You just broke down everything correctly.
I what?
No, I'm just kidding.
I ask guys what they want all the time. But usually they're like, everything's good. Everything's good.
Okay.
Because I'm perfect.
That one guy that wanted you to not talk. That was the best story.
It wasn't during
sex. He wanted the blowjob and he wanted you not to speak at certain times, which is so amazing.
No. He did not mind if I talked during sex. It's just that I'm a very verbose person. I talk all the time and he is not a morning person or a night person. So when I would sleep at his house, he's like, could we not talk before 8 a.m.? And can we not talk after 8 o'clock at night?
Awesome.
I love him. He's one of my best friends now. We joke about it all the time. And it was mostly the morning. He wasn't a morning person. I jump out of bed and I'm like, oh my God. So I had a dream and
nightmare. Nightmare.
I know. So he told me not to talk. It was very funny. Okay. Give her lots of kisses and cuddles before you think about making approach to her sexual area. This is all about foreplay and lube and just like warming things up. Remember that stimulation of the clitoris is the key to female orgasm. And I assume that most people know that, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like I didn't know that at a young age that you have to, like, the clitoris is key. Because even if a woman can have a G-spot orgasm, she still needs to have her clitoris engorged the blood rushes there, and then it helps mm-hmm. her have other kinds of orgasm. Okay. If your fingers and tongue aren't doing the trick, then it will be well worth getting a vibrator. And if you get a vibrator, you can go to adamandeve.com right now. I love Adam and Eve. You can get any sex toy, any vibrator you want, and 50% off of almost any item, 3 adult DVDs, a free gift, and free shipping. So adamandeve.com, coupon code Emily at checkout, and you're golden. Just thought I'd mention that.
I just thought of another million-dollar idea.
Right. Uh-oh, now. What?
The G-Spot locator.
Right.
Okay, the app that
the app that we're going to do, yeah.
Yeah. I just thought about how it would work.
Oh, go.
You know those QR codes things that you scan, or the bar scanners, they scan everything?
Yeah.
That's how it should work, the G-spot locator. You scan the vagina, and then a beacon goes to the G-spot.
But I don't know how that would work. We'd have to pour some kind of liquid in so it could read it or something.
No, I mean, the scanner things are amazing. They
but
can,
how would
they
it
can
scan?
It.
Every woman's G-spot is a different place. I like it. I'm encouraging
I think it could find it.
Okay. Have you ever tried to find a woman's G-spot? No.
No? Why would I do that?
Exactly. Fucking menace. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.